will. And you will ruin the love you have. Oh, but I hate to say I told you so. But baby, you got to reap what you sow, girl. But it's all right, girl. You are paying now, but it's all right.
Sometimes you love me like a good woman ought to. Sometimes you hurt me so bad, my tears run like water. Sometimes you get me out, yeah, right before your friends. Then you diss on me, baby, till we're alone again. Yeah, your love is like a seesaw. Seesaw, baby, up, down, all around like a seesaw. Sometimes you tell me, oh, I'm your sweet candy man.
I'm your sweet candy man.
Then sometimes, baby,
yeah,
I just never know where I stand.
Never know where I stand.
You lift me up.
Try to lift me.
Don Covey with Seesaw, also music from J.J. Jackson, the Jackson 5, the Temps, and Mary Wells here on The Beat, WCMU and the Summer Dance Party here on listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. More coming up here on the Summer Dance Party in our last hour, as we'll get back to it with guest host Scott Seeberger coming up here on The Beat. 2 o'clock hour underway here on The Beat. More jazz, blues, and more part of your summer dance party 2018. And the bonus that we got to do two shows this time around with the fourth conveniently or inconveniently, as the case may be, falling right in the middle of the week. Probably some of you have been off all week or you tied your vacation to the front or the back end. Either way, we've had you covered right here on WCMU. I'm David Nicholas with you up to 3 o'clock on these Saturdays. And last week in this, we've been joined by our good friend Scott Seeberger for some extra stuff and a lot of good stories about all the great music. And we could probably go on and on and on. We got some other stuff that we still want to get to in this hour. We're going to get a little bit funky. We got some stuff coming up maybe hitting a little bit more Motown, some more soul and funk stuff. But you brought along a funk set, and I did definitely want to touch on that with some stuff that you came up with. And another person not as familiar potentially in this set, but James Brown starts it off. We'll get to him in just a bit. But why this James Brown tune? Of all the great ones,
I often get asked, what is your all-time favorite summer concert? And my all-time favorite summer concert is down at Meadowbrook in the 1990s with James Brown on the 4th of July. And that's why I plugged this in. And he opened with Living in America. And if you know, he had the famous Flames with him. And they get that rhythm going, and they're all moving. And James Brown comes out, and Living in America is one of his biggest hits ever. It came out of the Rocky film. And at the end of the song, he says, "I feel good." Fireworks go off behind him. And there was pandemonium for 5 minutes at that concert in the first 5 minutes. He just totally changed the dynamics of that place in the first 5 minutes of the concert. And my jaw was on the ground. Watching this, it was just a great spectacle, and it'll always remain one of my all-time favorite visions of a summer concert.
Very cool, very cool.
Then Peter Brown was a Chicago guy who got tinnitus and had to quit performing as an artist, and he became a very well-known graphic designer. And the third song into the set is Patrick Yandell, a CMU, not graduate, but alumni of CMU.
Mm-hmm.
Who is known for the creator of the smooth jazz sound in San Diego. He's out of San Diego. However, he grew up right here in Bay City, Michigan, not too far, you know, from where our listeners are from. And Patrick Yandell comes back every year and does a fabulous concert at the State Theater in Bay City. And he's now this song called A Journey Home, which I thought fit not only... It just fits the times right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And the set. And this is his 21st album. He's played internationally on jazz stations, jazz websites. And not many people know about him. Once you get outside of the Saginaw Bay City area, he's not that well known. But he's a tremendous artist, great jazz artist. And then we close with Dancing in the Streets with Martha Reeves. Martha Reeves, who, if you've ever met her, is one of the most personable of all the Motown artists and a great storyteller. So that's the set. It definitely has a summer vibe for me.
Oh!
Oh, yeah. Digging the Stuff and my good friend and co-host for the Summer Dance Party special editions of The Beat, Scott Seeberger, here on WCMU. I'm David Nicholas, and we're together with you up until 3 o'clock, followed then by Acoustic Cafe. Before Marvin Gaye made it immortal, Gladys Knight made it a classic. Heard it through the grapevine.
I don't need no doctor.
Last hour of the summer dance party here on WCMU. If you have dug what we have done, please do drop us a line. Let us know. We might want to pick this up and do it in the wintertime as well as a special edition of The Beat and maybe do some other specials along the way. If you got any thoughts of that, feedback, up, down, or sideways, you know where to find me. The email is david.nicholas@cmish.edu. And any future requests you've got for anything that we do in the whole gamut of jazz, blues, and more, anytime you want to suggest an artist, a tune, an album, a theme, let me know. All that feedback is always welcome. And we've got much more in the regular jazz, blues mix coming your way next week as we are now firmly ensconced in the summer of 2018. Scott Seeberger, this has been a real treat.
For me as well.
You brought along some great stuff, and we've got papers all over the place. I mean, it's a mess, but that's okay. There's so much more stuff that we could potentially do, and I hope we'll get a chance to do this again. But I kind of wanted to wrap up with a couple of thoughts just on what, the whole idea of people having the memory of, and we think of, you know, there's the Woodward Dream Cruise, and there's the Back to the Bricks in Flint and stuff that we see, and you just get that image of, you're in your prime, you're in your teenage years, you're cruising along. I mean, I drove my mom's Vega station wagon, and it had a little, radio with one speaker in it, but I thought it was still cool because you could at least adjust sort of treble, and bass, and I would crank that for all it was worth. That was as good a cruise as I could get, but you could still crank the radio and still have a good time. What if you look up, look back, and just kind of think of the whole idea of what summertime and all this music and dances and concerts and stuff, what did it all mean? What does it still mean now?
It was a celebration of life, and it was a celebration of our youth. But you mentioned the car cruises, the Woodward car cruise in particular. I used to DJ that on Woodward and 11 Mile Road to a party of 4,000. That was all about pride in America and pride in Detroit. And it just blossomed. When you go down there, there is so much pride in these cars and what that city provided for the world in terms of automobiles. It really made a strong statement about Michigan. And I can tell you, as a DJ, when you were down there playing music for them, and I was doing it up through 2011, people wanted Motown. They wanted Michigan music. And of course, you've been playing a lot of Michigan music in this show today. That's what they wanted to hear. There was an element of pride.
It's been fun. It's been more than fun. I hope we get a chance to do this and some other stuff again. Thanks for bringing along your own stacks of wax. And don't be a stranger now. We want to have you back sooner rather than later. And thanks so much for coming along. It's been a great ride for a couple of weeks.
It's always a pleasure to fill up my tote bag, CMU tote bag, and come over here.
Scott Seeberger, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the Summer Dance Party, Jazz, Blues, and More here on The Beat on listener-supported WCMU.
Yeah.
Thank you.